Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Let your walk come with power. Let chains be broken. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Please jam your hands to the Lord. Our Lord is good. And all the time, when battle refused to end, you have prayed, you have fasted, and battle refused to end, what is happening? What should I do? How should I fight? This is not just a church, it's a school. And most of the time, we are taught, to say, blessed be the Lord my God, who set me my hand to fight war. He said, with my hands I have broken so many arrows, burning. How can you break arrow? That means you cut the arrow when it's coming. Ah, that is serious. We are non-believers. They are victims of battle. Everything in life that has a beginning must have an end. And I want to tell you that the end of a particular battle is the beginning of another one. Sure, you know. Because in this world, we are going to be fighting battles. Job chapter 14, verse 1. Mortals, the Bible said, born of woman, there are few days. But that few days is full of trouble. Stretch your hand to that Bible passage. Let me summon you a little prayer. All the trouble in your days, may God remove them. Yes. Some of you like Wala. You don't want prayer. You don't want prayer. I said, God will remove trouble from your days. Yes. Hallelujah. A few days ago, I met somebody that is over 100 years. I said, just give me your account first before I talk to you. Before I talk to you at all, trouble will not cut short your days. So battle is expected to end. But when battle did not end, you pray, it doesn't end. You fast, doesn't end. You go vigil, it doesn't end. There are things you should do. And that's what I want to show you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, KJV. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory. Will you please remember this? Thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Before I continue, I want you to know that there is victory prepared for you. Do you believe? Yes. Battles are real, but permit me to say this English. Jesus Christ is realer. He's more real. Are you still there? According to this scripture, we are winners already. We are victorious. Yes, we are victorious. Glory be to God. According to this, I believe Bible. I don't know what you believe. You know what? I don't believe any person. Now, Bible, I believe. You that will say that somebody is good in the morning and afternoon is not good. So I don't believe what people say, but Bible is constant. Ben, your battles will end. So understanding that you have battle, one, the understanding what is the way out of this battle, two, makes you never to become the victim of battle. Yes, you know, okay, yeah, battle will come. Yeah, no problem. But yeah, I'm coming out of it. That battle will not end you. Amen. It is not everybody that see the end of their battle. Yes, can I pray on your name for you? Yes, may you see the end of your own battle. Yes. Let me give you 8 points. Just 8. What you should do, what you should know to end your, no matter the battle, spiritual, physical, how do I? Number one, you must know Jesus. Get to know Jesus. Not together. Not together with people. Not together with family. Personally. get to know Jesus personally. Are you listening to me now? Get to know what? I'm not hearing you. Not collectively, me, my mama, my papa. No, you. You. When last did Jesus call your name? When last did you have an intimate encounter with? When last did your first ticket out of battle is knowing Jesus? See, until you know Jesus, you know nothing. Run to prophets, run to everybody. They will just waste your resources. Do you know Jesus? When last do you have an encounter with God? How dare you sleep, wake up every day, and you just say, hey, Jesus is there, you are there. Your maker. Thou shalt remember the Lord your God. From the days of your youth, all youth here, which one of you can prophesy? You want to come out of battle? Did they play? I want to pray for you. This name has worked for billions. It will work for you.
I know God.
Do you know him?
I know God.
Do you know him?
I know God.
You know him?
Thank God.
Romans 10:9.
Momo Oluwa.
Unfortunately, I have nobody to run to as a child, so I've learned to run to God. When people run to me, I carry them. Let us go back to God, because that is the only name I know. See, if you don't know Jesus, you don't know anything. Forget. If you know pastor, whatever the name of the pastor is, oh my God. Whatever the name of the church is, in fact, church will not take you to heaven. Do you know Jesus? Get to know Jesus. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. If thou shalt confess with your mouth. If thou shalt confess with your own mouth. The Lord Jesus. And you believe him. Mouth and heart now that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You are not only saved to be alive, you are saved from all battle. Somebody shout a big amen.
Amen. After 3 days, he rose from death.
Then you are looking for magic. No, Jesus. John chapter 1 verse 12.
After 3 days, John 1 12. He rose from the
meal.
I've never seen a man
who rose from death.
I remember something just now. I was privileged to follow my pastor to a particular family. You know, Coco Michael, the woman was pregnant for 6 years. I just remember now. So my father said, Femi, I said, sir, you are going to follow me. So he took with him just 2 channels, myself and one other person. I was a small boy. When we got there, beautiful, fat woman, and she was pregnant. So my father-in-law has a way of talking to us before. He said, this place we are going to, the woman is pregnant for 6 years. When I heard it, you shouldn't have taken me. I was shaking like this. He said, so, 6 years pregnancy. And they are living upstairs. We climb upstairs. When I saw the woman, she greeted all of us. She wanted to cook. We said we are not eating. We came to pray. We prayed and prayed. When it was after four, I asked her, Ma, do you know Jesus? And my father and the Lord said, tell me. I said, answer me. He said, I've been hearing of his name. Do you know him personally? She said, help me. My pastor said, what are we doing vigil for? And she said, Lord Jesus. That was it. Do you believe? She said, believe. We pray for her. Pray on water. Pray on this. You know what happened? She gave birth a few days later. With child that has teeth. I told you this story before. If you play around that on my side, Jerry, because he has been waiting in the womb since. Do you know Jesus? So, several pastors are praying for her, but she doesn't know Jesus. That's a problem. You know Jesus. How many scriptures can you quote? What happened to you when you are quoting the Bible? Do you know that there's something about this word that is different from every other word? John 1:12. But as many as received him, look at it. He gave them power to become sons of God. So the only thing we could give to that woman is Jesus. So every morning, Jesus. Jesus saved me. He gave them power to become sons of God. Even to them that believe in his name. Do you believe in the name of Jesus? Do you believe? One prayer for you. If you believe, you will not see shame. You cannot survive the battle of this end time. As the world is getting older and older, battle becomes stronger and very mysterious. People become very wicked and very smart in wickedness. But I pray for you, you will be victorious over them in Jesus' name. You know Jesus. And he look at no, some saying my sins are so much, he will not condemn you. He said, come unto me and I will give you what? I can't imagine the one adulterous man. He didn't condemn her. God will not condemn you. Stop saying that my sins are so bad. He said, though your sins are bad as scarlet, he said, I will wash you clean. I will wash you clean. I want to show you one more. John chapter 14, verse 6. Do you know him? He is the way out of that battle. And Jesus said, I am the way. He is the way out of that tears. He is the way out of your shame. Is the way out of your embarrassment. Do you know Jesus? I'm asking you. Get to know him. Not church, not pastor, not prophet. Get to know who? Jesus. Somebody shout his name. Let me hear you. Jesus. So without him, you are not doing anything. Now magic you are looking for. Do you know Jesus is your helper? Do you know Jesus is your provider? Do you know Jesus is your helper? Are you already thinking about another alternative because of the wahala that you are inside? Thus, hear the Lord. You will see the end of that battle in the name of Jesus. You see the end of the battle. Your battle will not swallow you. You are the one that will finish the battle. 2 Chronicles 20:15. Do you know that he is even the God of all battles? Look at it. 2 Chronicles 20:15. And he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Look at it. And thou king of Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. Look at it. Be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this game. For the battle is not your but what? Help me shout hallelujah, Joe. Battle came, no problem. God is the God of battle. So let the battle come. Can I pray for you? You will see the end of that battle. For Samuel 17:47. Come battle with the Lord. Who can battle with the Lord? I say. I say nobody.
I say nobody.
And all this assembly shall know that the Lord God saveth not with sword nor with spear, but the battle
is the Lord.
Is your battle not ending? You have to run to the God of all battle. He's the host. He's the Lord of hosts. He has hosts with him. How many hosts? One angel is too much to finish all of them in your family. All your enemies. One angel. So the first thing you have to do and know is what? Why am I not here? You get to know who? How do you know him? Personally. You know me, I know you. Don't deceive yourself. No, they do general. Number two. Is your battle not ending? It's frustrating praying the same prayer point for years. When you get to know Jesus, number two, get power. Embrace power. See, you can play with so many animals. You know they play with snake. He said there are some snakes that are not poisonous. How do you know? You want to wait to know after he has beaten you? You don't play with snake. That this one is not poisonous. Champ. Within 5 minutes, the person is gone. Why? Because he has power. I was watching a documentary where some foxes attack this porcupine. You see, by the time that one released into their body like this, they were crying and said, idiot, wait now. You want to kill him? You can't eat this one. It is not everybody that die in battle. You will not die in that battle. Get what? I'm not hearing you. Get what? A woman says she's not dating a man. You know what the man did? The man arranged, look for the place where she's passing and put something there to kill her or the husband. That's what he did. The man was not around, so he couldn't touch the wife. 7 days, the woman felt that something has happened to her and she knew she was going to die. So she began to pray, God, what have I done? And the Lord said, you have much on to do. So he started praying. I want to pray a prayer for you. I want amen from you. Sacrifice will kill anybody carrying sacrifice against you. Amen. Their spells will kill them. Amen. Let me finish this place. Their enchantment will kill them. Amen. So that woman will have died though. And the Lord said, You have stepped on sham. Step on sham. He said, deprive yourself. Food, don't eat. In 2 days from now, they're expecting to die, so don't eat. 2 days, 1, 2, 3 days, don't eat. And she liked food a lot, so she was doing first day, second day, third day. By 40 day, she stood up. She was getting better, and the man that did it was sick. Man, without mercy, God will judge your enemies. Can you imagine? He put something. The Africans are very wicked. So that one now died. Is it by force? Well, I'm a prostitute now. Get power. Somebody say, get power. Come. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus told disciples, don't go anywhere until you see power. But you shall receive what? Power. You see that? Who talk am? Jesus said it. Not just don't know only me. You must pray for the infilling of power. Then, after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be a witness unto me. So, without power, you cannot even witness how much more. Fight your way out of battle. Connect to this altar. Let me pray for you. The battle you are inside, you will come out life. Your amen is not born again. The power of God will bring you out alive. Amen. I said the power of God will bring you out alive. Amen. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your biggest amen now. Amen. When you are driven by the power of God, the wicked will leave you alone. They say, I beg. I mean, leave that one. Amen. I had a testimony while I was rushing out of the church on Sunday. I had the testimony. I was so excited. A lady had to pass through a lonely way at night coming from work. And when she was passing, she saw a man. And the man was, and the Spirit of God told her, stop praying. So she started praying, started worshiping God. And the man just looked at her and she passed. The next day they heard that somebody was raped and killed in that place. So they started, look, who are the people that passed that place? So she had to go to the police station and said, and she saw the man. They have taken that stupid man. And he asked the man, why didn't you touch me? Say, you, not be only you, they come now. Now three of you pass. Then, in fact, I was hearing testimony. I was saying, now three of you pass. Not be only you, waka. Now three of you, waka. So as she was going, angels were around.
Oh, God.
Because she was smallish. The girl they rape is fat. It's not in fatness, oh. He said, see, body, you want to hide this body? Can you maintain this body?
He raped her.
Struggling with her life. She started describing the man. I want to pray for you, sir. The power that will bail you out of shame is coming upon your life. I'm not hearing you. The power that will end your tears is coming over your life in the name of Jesus. If you are the only one I'm praying for, let me hear your three amen and pack your blessings. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. Get power, oh, get power. When they touch you by mistake, let them die by correction. Get power. For the kingdom of God, look at it. For the kingdom of God that you belong to, all of you, with your behavior. For the kingdom of God is not of word, but in what? Read it. I've read my own. Yeah, read your own. Go. And there are different kinds of power. There are technical power, the physical power, financial power, then political power, judicial power. But the most powerful out of them all is what? Spiritual power. Get power. Get power. We are in a world of power. We are in a world of wickedness. Your children are going to school. Pray for them. Release words upon them. When they are sleeping, pray for them. I have a very wonderful habit that when my family is sleeping, I just wake up, I just stay a little bit awake, small, and I pray for them. Pray for them when they are sleeping. The world is wicked. Can I pray for you? Pray for you in English. The battle of the wicked will not submerge your life in the name of Jesus. So the spiritual controls other power. Get power. Get power. So that the wicked will not pick you like biscuit like this. Revelation chapter 3 verse 16. Amplify. So because you are lukewarm. Some of you are so lukewarm. See, when you are lukewarm, even God is tired of you. He spits you out. Look at it. You are neither cold. You are not hot. But you are a powerful dresser. Nice perfume. He said, and I will spew you out of my mouth. Yes. God said, because you are lukewarm. You are not resembling me, God said. So I don't need you. Can I pray for you? Somebody is receiving power today in the name of Jesus. Well, when you are spiritual, you can't fight. You can't fight. You can't fight. You can't even pray 3 minutes. You can't even pray 30 minutes. You are tired. You'll be yawning. You'll be yawning. But when you are watching film, you'll not be yawning. You'll be asking them season 2, season 3, episode 1. Can you imagine? Episode 24. But you can pray. And I taught you the principle of the tithe of your day. The day is 24 hours, yeah? So the tithe is what? 2 hours. Have you forgotten? And I told you, divide it. 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour at night. Divide it. If you cannot do, many. Just Jesus said, can't you wash with me for how many hours? One. He has made it easy for you. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. Your battle does not end. Wherever you are watching me or you are here, listen to this secret. Your battle does not end. Get Jesus. Get to know Jesus. Get power. And it shall come to pass in that day. In that day, I don't know when that's your day. That day is today. Amen. That the burden of the wicked shall be taken away from your shoulder. Amen. and their wicked yoke from off your neck. And the yoke, your 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 yoke, spiritual yoke, financial yoke, shall be destroyed by the anointing. Somebody shout a big amen. Let me hear it now. Look at me. There is power that delivers you from the oppressor. Look at me, look at me. There is a power that delivers you from oppression. Ah, physically, they try to kill me. God, deliver me. Physically, spiritually, they want to, in the dream, yeah, I escape. You will escape. There is a power that removes, look at me, the yoke of the enemy from your neck like this. You give it to them, say, take. There is a power that delivers you from the chains. Remove it from your leg. There is a power that breaks the chains from off your hands. Somebody say, power of the living God. You are not ready. Say it again, let me hear you. You are not ready. Say it again, let me hear you now. Fall upon me now. Shout a big amen. There is a power that makes your enemy to leave you alone. There is a power that makes you leave him. Because anytime they come, you will deal with them. Anytime they come, you will deal with them. You pray in English, did they understand English? You switch to tongues. Benny, you switch to tongues. They don't understand tongues. Even Satan don't understand tongues. You are not speaking Calabar. It's not Nigerian language. The power, the apostolic power. It's just the same today. No matter what they say. Do you get them? The power. The apostolic power. Is just the same today. They touch you, they die. They carry your picture, they run mad. They go to shrine concerning you, they are confused. Somebody say, power. Get power. And battle's not ending. Get power. These are the things you should know very early as a young man or girl. Few days after marriage, they want to push me inside the pit. I knew them. I saw their faces. They are the people I burn. They are the people I clothe. And look at this pit like this. I recognized them. All of them. Few days after marriage, just after 3 days after marriage, he died. Not me. Amen. Some of you are just living by the grace of God. Get power. Tell somebody beside you for me. Tell him, get power. Get it too. With all that getting, get it too. Stop pursuing money. Those people in the world, they are looking for power. They know once they have power, every other thing will come. Get power. With power, you will get all the same. I want to pray for you. The power that will bail you out of that battle is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. Yeah. What kind of amen is this? I said the power that will bail you out of bullshit is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Lift up your voice, say, power from on high, fall upon me by fire. Lift up your voice and cry to God, let me hear you. Let the power of God fall upon me. All I have is you. In heaven and earth, all I have is you. Oh God, you pray. Oh God, you pray. All I have is you. In heaven and earth, all I have is you. Jesus. All I have is you. Jesus. All I Somebody pray here. Let the power that cannot be insulted fall upon me. Yesu, ayini moni. Yesu, power. Power. Somebody, you are waiting for me to say in Jesus' name. You are waiting. You are waiting. You are waiting. Agbara. Dagba ye oleka. Jesu Christi ba. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Somebody say, get power. Am I helping you? Am I helping you? What is the first thing you have to do? How do you know it? Number two, what do? Your power. When I finished my secondary school, I got a job. And I told you, the several insults I got from offices. Power finished them. They were doing meeting to sack me. I told you. Because I did not come to office on Sunday. That or guy lost his job. Manager, because of casual worker. Now, power. And several people, they said, Pastor, is doing juju. I'm not doing juju. Which juju? When they cannot handle you, they say you are doing juju. Is it not better they say you are doing juju and stay alive than they kill you? And they count you with all their victories. No, nobody will kill you before your time. They wrote me a letter to come and explain myself. That church close up. I don't care how you feel. What concerns me? How you feel? How you feel? Give me money. Somebody say, get power. You touch my family, you die. Amen. You come to me in the dream, I suck your blood. Ben, let them know. See, when somebody take your biro, no problem. But they take your brain. You don't joke with people like that. You don't joke with people. I was crossing the road coming from bank, and a woman said on the road there that the plane, jabole. And I look at the man like this. I said, your generation has never traveled before. Mama, you will not reach home. Ben, put down on it. I don't care what you feel. I said, keep playing the jabber. 500 can be there. 1,000 can be there. Could they jabber? That is how you will know them. I don't spare them. Oh. Don't let me know. Don't let me know that you get wincho. Number three, if you are already angry, shout hallelujah. Open your mouth. That's number three. Open your mouth. You get battle. Don't close your mouth again. Your mouth is smell. If you close your mouth, you are in soup. Open your mouth. Come and see. Luke chapter 21 verse 15. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Get power. For I will give you a mouth. Your mouth is not only for giram. I think what's that one called? Biscuit. Your mouth is not only for vegetable. I will give you a mouth and a wisdom that your enemies, the one behind your battle, cannot gainsay. Utterance is important. And when you open your mouth, don't say, I am finished. Don't say, this battle will kill me. Don't say, I am poor. Say to yourself, what is written? I'm coming out of this battle. I will see the end of this battle. All the people behind this battle will suffer. I was helped before. God will help me again. I was healed before. God will heal me again. I had victory before. I will have victory. Are you listening to me now? Don't close your mouth when you are inside battle. If you need intervention of God in your life, what do? Open your mouth. Carry your Bible. Psalm 81 from verse 10. Psalm 81 from verse 10. This passage, don't forget it in your life. Psalm 81 verse 10. Look at it. I am the Lord your God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. What is there? Why am I not hearing you again? Why am I not hearing you again? And I will do what? Next verse, verse 11. But my people will not hearken to my voice. Can you imagine? And Israel will not of me. They will not open their mouth. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Verse 12, continue. So I gave them up. Why? Because they did not open their mouth. God said, I left them alone. I gave them up to the lust of their heart. And they walk in their own counsel. Why? Because they know if you open their mouth. Verse 13, come on, come on. Oh, that my people will have hearkened to my voice and walk in my ways. Verse 14, come on. As you soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hands against their adversaries. Verse 15, the haters of God should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time shall have endured forever. Your time of endure, but you need clothes. Verse 16, come on. Verse 16, what's there? I should have fed them also. Have taken and tasted the good things of life if they have opened their mouth, but they close their mouth. Apply this principle. Open your mouth. Should I tell you the days when God told me to start ministry and I came to this land and I had to walk as a conductor and whatever? Do you know I take Gary with cutlery, spoon, fork, knife. And I'm drinking Gary. When you see me say Shakara, not be Shakara. I told myself I cannot be poor. What was my age, Timothy, when I told you that I'm not going to use small car, I will use Jeep? He was looking at me. I didn't mean you open your mouth then now. He said, I'm telling you the truth. See, I will pass beside the mirror like this. I will look at the mirror. This fine guy is waking up. Oh boy, you dear. You go make him. All your enemy go suffer. I'll see you later. Can you imagine? You look at the mirror. My body is fading. I'm going small, small. Never. Never. I am a winner. I am not a loser. God helped me before. He will help me again. I made money before. I will make money again. I cannot beg. I cannot be stranded. I cannot suffer. I know they die now. Shout a big amen. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. This market will sell. Open your mouth. Spirit, bring them. Open your mouth. You now close your mouth. That means you have accepted defeat. Your battle is not ending. Get to know Jesus. Personally, get power. Not the one in your village, you get power. Number three, open your mouth. Let me show you one more thing before we go. Psalm 56, verse 9. When I cry unto thee, my enemies will go back. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Who are you crying to? When I cry to God, open your mouth to God, your enemies will turn back. Amen. Have you seen a child crying to the mother? Have you seen a child reporting somebody that in school somebody slapped me and married? What? That is how heaven feels anytime you cry to heaven. That Lord, Daniel is disturbing me. God will say, which Daniel? Is it the one in church or the one in where? Then, but you will not open your mouth. Come and see me when I'm reporting people to God. Father, Lord, they bad do a lady disturb me. Spirit of God will go after your enemies. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. He said, call unto me. Open your mouth. And when you open your mouth, I will show you the things that are critical that you don't know. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Number 4. I want to run now. I want us to be the time. Number 4. Break curses. When there are curses in your life, battle will not end. I said, Jeremiah 33 verse 3. That was the last one I said. Open your mouth. Number 4. I said, break curses. Break curses. Break curses. When there are curses in your life, or curses in your life, you can't make a move. You can't. Mama has cursed you. Papa has cursed you. Especially when the curse has a basis. Nawala. Battles end in your life when there are no curses. Especially justifiable curses. When you have not done anything and they curse you, na lie. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 3. Who is he that saith when the Lord has not, and it come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Stretch your hand to that Bible passage. Let me summon you, pray a little. Whoever is saying when God has not said anything about you, I command them to be confused. That amen is not good. I command them to be confused. They said after 10 years in ministry, I will die. I'm spending 25 years now. I'm not the one that is dying. Now them and their mama, they die one by one. I want to pray for you, sir. I want to... You are laughing. If you want to laugh, laugh. No fear. No fear. They said 10 years me. And they told me to my face. They make me to know that that is their verdict. I said, yeah, I have received bigger curses where I'm coming from that I have tossed away. I have received curses. Why somebody is naked? So you are not even naked, you are cursing me. Naked now. I want to pray for you, sir. Are you ready? Anything they say against you that is not from God will backfire. Anybody here? Anybody here? Any curse hanging on your head? I command the curse to leave you now in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. I said, anybody here? Anybody here? Any curse on your life now? I command them to go back to sin in the name of Jesus. I revoke, I reverse, I reject, I resist any curse upon your head in the name of Jesus. Somebody hold your head and say, my head. Reject curses. My life. Reject curses. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Then they curse you. Let my head reject your curse. Let my head reject your curse. Let my blood reject your curse. My head reject curses. Hey, somebody pray here. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Sit down. Let me pray for you while you are seated. Sit very well. Today, any curse of servitude over your life is broken. Every unjust curse over your life is broken. Not hearing you. I'm not hearing you. A lady went to the village. I told you. And she did maybe 16 or 18 flat. Benny. She did foundation. And she did all German floor. All of them like that. Came back to Lagos. Came back to Lagos and there was no money again. And like jokes, she started 500,000, 200,000, the urgent 2K. Ah! She now called, hello, Papa. I said, what? She said, sir, for the past 2 months, I've been living. I said, la, let us pray. Did you do any project? He said, I went to the village. This is a project. He told me, he said, that project. What happened? He said, I don't know what happened. We started praying and scanning. You gave one stupid uncle money. Is tiny like this. His name is Namdi. He said, yes. I said, okay. Don't worry. Pray like this. Pray like this. Pray like this. They have taken your money to shrine. Connect. Let me pray for you. Anybody that carry your money to shrine will have stroke. Yes. Am I wicked? Between me and the people doing you, who wicked pass? So I'm wicked. I said, anybody that boy, carry your money. Somebody was talking to me from Dublin. I said, did you send money home to Port Harcourt? He said, yes. To be there, he said, yes. I said, see that time you don't have money? He said, yes. I said, drop. Call me back in 2 hours. Why? Build a house for them. And still they are tying her. After 2 hours, I said, close all the doors, everything in your house. Remove your clothes everywhere, dark. He started praying. Don't worry, it's not on video. A little kiru. He said, eh? Daddy. That is what your mind is going. You don't be straight. So I said, this was how they curse you. Whoever is naked in to curse you, they will go naked forever. I didn't know you say amen, no. whoever is naked in to curse you, and they will continue to be naked in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, sit down small. You will be asking yourself, what did I do? God knows. There's nothing to, what are you going to say? There's nothing you have done. What you did was that you are great. What you did was that you love them. What you did is that you care about them. What you did wrong was that God is lifting you. What you did wrong was they don't understand how God is blessing you. What you did wrong was that, is it only him? Is it only her? But I came here to pray for you. On this altar, I pray, whoever is cursing you, God will not spare them anymore. If you are the one, I pray for yourself, seven amen, and pack your blessings. Sit down on top of their head. No enchantment against Israel. Sit down. Numbers 22:23. No enchantment against Israel. No divination against Akiola. Don't only open your mouth. Break curses. Look at me. Look at me, everybody. Don't write anything. Look at me. Take time to do like this. You see what I did now? Yes, if your head is too big, call your children to carry for you. And break the curses of darkness over your head. If only you see the people cursing you. And when they see you, they'll be embracing you. Wicked people. They will see you, they'll say, ah. But at your back, say, let me see how you'll be greater than my children. Let me see how you will not serve others. So at your leisure time, did you see what I did? You see what I did?
Yes,
if your head is too big, look for people to carry for you. And begin to speak on your head. Then, that my head reject bewitchment. My head reject curses. My head reject enchantment. My head reject nonsense. My head reject going down. I will not go from grace to grass. I met a man. He was their breadwinner. He took care of them. Still, they gave him stroke. They gave him stroke. They gave him stroke. Their breadwinner. They gave their breadwinner stroke. So I told the children, very simple. From today, it doesn't exist again. Remove him from all social media. Remove him from all family circle. Remove him from family WhatsApp. Remove him from everywhere. Remove him from the environment and call me. In fact, I look at the three children I brought. I said, okay, the three of you school. Apart from the three of you, nobody knows where he is again. They say, ha. I said, Benny. Today, the man can walk. Benny. Don't ask me what I do. It's Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Break curses. Say to your leg that my leg will walk into my blessings. To yourself that will see the great days of my children. Are you listening to me now? Say to yourself, I will make money. Say to yourself, I am not a slave. I am not a servant. Say to your hand that this hand will make it in life. Say to yourself, I will not be delayed in life. Shout a big amen. Let me hear you. People are saying nonsense to you. You have your mouth. Say something to yourself. Listen to me. God will not hear them. It is you that God will hear. Is it not you God will hear? Let's say all of you hate one man. That doesn't concern God. What God will do for the man, he will still do for the man. And you say, I don't like him. You don't like him, but God love him. You're not like him. How much has he given to the man? And I will say of the Lord. And I will say of the Lord. Carlos, and I will say of the Lord. It's my refuge and my fortress. My God. You sit down there. Somebody is saying nonsense. Let them say nonsense. You say something. I'm blessed. I'm rich. I'm good. I'm good looking. I'm making money. I'm fresh. I'm going high. Etc. etc. See, the day I know that they don't like me, I started speaking something for myself. It is my own God we hear, not them. Bible says, and the Lord refused to hearken to Balaam. I told you last Wednesday. Benny, number said, he said, as long as I live, and God will live forever. He said, whatever you say that I hear, he said, as soon as I go, somebody begin to say something about yourself that is good. If you're a student here, somebody say, I'm a high flyer. I'm scoring good marks. I am not going down. I'm not scoring low grades. Somebody say something about yourself. I am not delayed in marriage. Somebody say something. Say something. The best of life is coming to me. I will not end my life in shame. Oh, somebody say something. If you are pregnant, say to yourself, I will deliver this baby safely. Somebody say something. Somebody say something to yourself. Say something to yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Number 5, break covenants. Is your battle not ending? Break covenants. Break covenant, Benny. The Bible said in Psalm 74, verse 20, have respect of covenant. Don't say it's just mock thee. Covenant keeping God. Even God is one. There is no one like you. Even God is keeping covenant. Alpha and Omega. I'm not hearing you.
There is no one like you.
Bible said, no, the joke. He said, respect covenant. Respect covenant. Have you checked your life? Are there unbroken covenants in your life? Have you checked your life? How do I know there are covenants in my life? Check your dream. Benny, check your dream. Check your dream. You are always naked. Check your dream. Check your history and your body count. How many people have laid you or you have laid? Covenants. Benny. You always see yourself in your village. There are covenants in your village that you have not broken. I was talking to a very proud pastor abroad. And as I was talking, I saw the countenance. I just shook my head. I said, today is the last day I will talk to you about this. Look at me, being abroad does not mean that there's no covenant. You've got to break them. Have respect. A man of God was always wooing. He will be bedwetting. They will invite him. Very big program, he will bedwet. Very big program, he will bedwet. We are then going to put mattress in hotel. So he started praying. He started praying. I said, change the prayer. There is a covenant in your family that nobody has reached this level. So you have to pray so that you can break through this level. Do you know why you are not passing that level? There is a covenant. Can I pray for you? Where your father stopped, you will break through. You don't need my prayer again. Let's continue. I said, where your mama stopped, you will break through. Break covenant. Break it up. Inherited covenant. You look at your mother life, exactly what happened to you. You look at your papa life, break covenant. Don't fold your arms. Somebody say, break covenant. Even foundation covenant. Inherited covenant. Benny. Dream covenant. Sex covenant. Some boys would have been great, but the girls they have slept with. Some girls would have been great, but the men they have slept with. Benny, break covenant. Stretch your hand to this altar. Let me pray for you. Time is running. Oh, Kartosh. Any useless covenant speaking against your destiny. If I hear your amen, they are broken by fire. You are here, you have carried sacrifice. You carried sacrifice to T Junction. They are coming out, you are formed already. You are here, you are throwing something inside river. Cola not inside river. They are a covenant, sir. I see anybody under the sound of my voice, sir. Whether you are online or you are here, and the covenant is speaking against your life. If I hear your amen, I command the covenant to shatter in the name of Jesus. Covenant connecting you to rivers. Covenant connecting you to former boyfriend, former girlfriend. Covenant connecting you to your village. Dream covenant. Sex covenant. Covenant of poverty. Covenant of shame. I command they are broken now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and every evil covenant speaking against my destiny. Somebody said, break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. 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 Pray, pray, pray. Somebody say, covenant. Evil covenant. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Sit down, but don't go down in life. The sixth thing you have to do when your battles are not ending. Look at me. Ask God to expose the secret behind your problem. Ask Him to expose the secret behind your battle. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed, so God can reveal things. Somebody say, oh Lord, reveal them to me. The things that are revealed belong to us and our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Oh, I'm going to step on toes today. God, help me. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. He revealed the secret. Look at it. Look at it. Don't write it. Look at it. He revealed it. God revealed it. Deep secret about your family. Deep secret about the person you are kissing. Kaya. Deep secret about the people that you are blessing. Deep secret about the people you are carrying. He revealed it. What? Deep secret. He knoweth what is inside darkness. And there are darkness people. He knows what is happening there. He will put light there. You will see them. And the light dwell with him. You need to cry to God to reveal to you the secret behind your battle. When your battles are not ending, you need to ask God, expose to me. A lady was not, I told you before, a lady was not married for years. She prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And she prayed, Lord, reveal to me. She was doing marriage. She saw the person with him. It was her father. The person saw, is it not the woman that covered her face? Now the papa that covered her face. How come? He revealed deep secret. Oh, yeah, connect. Let me pray for you. Stretch your hand to this one. Let me pray for you. The secret that will liberate you is coming for you. The secret that will make you great is coming for you. I'm not hearing. The secret that will make you shine is coming for you. The secret that will terminate your battle is coming for you. The secret that will make you to be a great man, woman is coming for you. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear you loud as amen now. Look at me. In fact, pray that God will expose everybody around you to you. 2 Corinthians 5:16. For we are not of them that know people in the flesh. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man in the flesh. Know we no man in the flesh. Aye. Everyone look at me. Don't vex so. Let me cause a little trouble here. Look at me, everybody. The first gate you are going to pass out to be great in life is family gate. Look at me. God in heaven knows. If family no release you, you know they go. Family say you are not going. But they will not tell you are not going face to face. They will be calling you Obim, Obimo. They will be calling you Nai. They will be calling you Nako. Noni. See? The first gate in here. The family say you are not going. And you will never know. But when God exposes who everybody is to you, you will know how to. Will you pray? Oh, we're looking. Father, expose to me the secret behind my battle. 1 minute, pray like that. Somebody is not praying. Somebody is not praying. Yesterday you reigned. Joko. The secret behind this battle. What did it happen? Today come and reign. Don't worry. Pray. 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 Somebody pray. Somebody pray. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Pray, Father. Expose everybody around me to me. Expose me to myself. Oh, yeah, Badra, let me hear you. Everybody. Even me. Who am I myself? Expose them to me. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Sit down. Let me tell you the remaining one. The last one. I started this message by saying that when your battle refuses to end, and I said the first thing you have to do is what? Number two is what? A power. Number three is what? Number four is what? Number four is what? Because number five is what? Recover. Number six is what? Number seven involve fire. When you hear water, 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 you know they move. Say so you know. Say so you know it's not moved down. When you hear wind, wind. But when you hear fire, you say where? Except one case that somebody had fire. She's still looking for a wig. It's only one time in life. That's the only one that broke the record. They said fire is burning. He's still looking for a wig. Wig. Aye, Leo. Me, I will hear fire. I was in Ghana years back when they said earthquake was coming. So they said everybody in the hotel should come downstairs. I was wearing shorts. You know shorts now? And singlet. So when everyone was decided knocking out, they said the earthquake was coming that so that the place would not. So everybody was outside on the street. So when I was going out, I took my passport so that I can go home. I just took my passport and I was so tired. I said, "Which no earthquake is coming." I said, "Oh, guy, buddy, must go downstairs." So downstairs, I said, "If earthquake is going to come, I'm not going to come here." I said, "Please." He said, "Sir, who are you?" I said, "I am a channel." The Lord said, "Earthquake is not coming here." So we went back inside. And you know what? Some people came out with pants who want to die. But when I came to Nigeria and somebody had fire, she still took her best wig. Since that day, I started sowing seed. That this one, you know, fear fire. Somebody say, involve fire. And you know what? The person is laughing too. Involve what? Involve what? Involve fire. This fire, they can't hold, they can't take their wig. It will burn them and burn the wig. You got that? Fire. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. For our God is what? Our God is a consuming fire. And finally, let me add this one to it. You might need to raise an altar. Psalm 126. That is the one you don't want to hear. When the Lord turned the captivity of Femi Akinola, we are like them that dream. They said among the heathens, the Lord that done great things for Femi Akinola, Lord that done great things for Femi Akinola, when we rejoice, turn again my captivity like the sea. I that sow in tears. Rise up on your feet, let us pray. Time is running. Time is running. And when you pray, and God is giving you direction, please obey. I'm going to take 10 minutes of your time. Is it okay? Answer me from your heart. Is it okay?
Good. Wherever you are, I want us to pray. As we are praying, I'll be telling you the things that is happening here. Say after me, say, my Father,
my
Helper,
deliver me
from inherited battle.
Deliver me.
I'm not hearing from foundational battle.
Deliver me
from the battle I brought into my life myself.
Pray the three together. Let me hear you.
You are not praying. You are not praying.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
As you are praying, if your name is Ekutosi, or if you are inside any of this thing, let me know if you are there. I need to know if you are here or there. Ekutosi, if I mention it correctly, let me see you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody say after me, say, power from above.
Power from above.
Swallow my battle.
Swallow my
battle. Stop looking at her. She's not the power from above. Say, let me hear, say, power from above.
Power from above.
You are not saying it here. Let me hear, say, power from above.
Power.
Swallow my battle. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray like that. Oh my God. Are they praying here? Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Look at this. For you are glorious. Look at this. And worthy to be praised. Look at this, Jesus. And all to you, I lift my voice to say, you are the Lamb of all. That's true. You are the love of all.
Power from above.
Yeah, you are the love of all. You are the love of all.
Something is happening here. Something is happening here. Something is happening here.
And unto you I lift my voice to say, you are the Lamb of all. That's true.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
The Lord said, there's somebody here, they took your voice. Yes, so you can't talk again because things are bad. The Lord said, I have restored back your voice. If your wife's name is Adeola, I want to see you. I don't have time. Madam, come. Listen to the prayer I'm going to pray for you. Kneel down and listen to the prayer. Just listen to the prayer. Church, stretch your hand as I pray for her. Give me oil.
Father, we declare that we love.
This is the prayer I'm going to pray for you.
Love for you.
We told you not to marry him. Shebi is dead now. We told you not to marry him. Shebi is dead now. Because you run into this auditorium, shame shall be far from you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Church, stretch your hand to me wherever you are. As we lift our voice to Jesus, I pray, your end shall not be shameful. You know, some people, they said, I will gain word over him. Some people are waiting to talk to you. That your tongue, we told you will finish. Can I pray for you? That day will not come in the name of Jesus. Madam, I pray for you. You will not become a widow. You will not become a widow. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Anybody waiting to hear that you have become a widow, they will wait and be wasted. Congratulations, you are in service. Go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Church, pray with me. Say, my Father, my helper. Show me the way out of my battle. I told you I was sick. When I was sick, my parents were tired, so they left me on the long chair like this. So I started praying alone. Every drug they give to me, when they left, when I would put it like this, because the drug was not helping me. So I started praying. I just finished secondary school though. I was not even in university. I started praying. And I got a job in Chevron. Then, as a casual worker. I was supposed to start on Monday. I was sick on Saturday and I couldn't go. Then, so I started praying. I can't eat again. All my choir, pastors, all the team, prayer team that come to pray for me, they would just be crying. The elders came because they saw me. I was somebody very strong among them. So if they can tie this boy down, one came and said, Lord, deliver him from HIV. Mr. Grant, you don't pray, prayer. I can't forget. I was not fat. Now I'm sick, so I was like this. Say, Lord Jesus, this HIV. I look at this. Your generation. He said, are you still talking? This HIV has affected your mouth. I say, your generation. I stood up from there. Ben, show me the way out of my battle. Hey, my sorrow.
Nothing, sir.
Nothing. Ugele is nothing to you. Okay, but Adiola is matter to you.
It's my wife.
Okay. What about some boys? Boys. Are they boys?
Yeah, three boys.
Okay, good, good. Then why come they tie you in Ugele? What did they go do for Ugele? Kneel down here. Let me pray for you first. You bring the boys for me. Let me pray on them. Your battle will not affect your sons. Oh, Shami Dada. Your battle will not affect your sons. So you bring Adiola for me and those three boys. Are you hearing me now? Whatever journey they went, you know, I cancel their journey over your life in the name of Jesus. Novo. Is it Novo? What is Novo doing in your name? Eh?
Okay, Novo.
Okay, Novo. The Novo is what I'm hearing. Sorry, eh? Okay, no offense. Eh? Okay. Okay, Novo. Okay, Novo. I lose you where they tie you in the name of Jesus. Sit down on the floor. Stretch your legs out. Where they tied you, say, I lose you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lie down. Okay, Novo. I lose you where they tied you in the name of Jesus. Stoop. Stoop. My brother. Stand up. Better. Stoop. Okay, Novo. I lose you. We are the time in the name of Jesus. You, Adeola, and those three boys are protected in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Congratulations. Go. Okay, wait. Before you clap for Jesus, connect. You go. Connect. Let me pray for you. All the people that said amen here. Whoever try to tie you, I command them to run mad in the name of Jesus. Whoever is taking your picture around, I command them to run mad in the name of Jesus. Say after me, every covenant of wickedness from my father's house Covenant of tears from my mother's house. Break, 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 break. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Yes, somebody pray. Hey, 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 somebody pray. Covenant of wickedness. Covenant of tears. Ah, they pray here. Break, 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 break. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We'll continue this prayer on Sunday. Stretch your hand here. Let me pray the prayer for you. You will see the end of your battle. You have three girls. You have three girls. You have three girls. You have three girls. And you are crying that God has not done for you. You are ungrateful. You are ungrateful. And I pray that God forgive you. You know, if you have three girls, you have six children. You have two girls, you have four children. Ben, you have one girl, you have two children. You don't know? I mean, they teach you. I'll be apostle of ministry. You don't know? The Lord said, your ingratitude has made you to be sick. You are so sick now, you are having diabetes. You are having ulcer. Because you are thinking. The Lord said, those children will be greater than all of you in the family. God has created someone to be great, and you are having diabetes over them. you are funny. I was praying for you. Time, I borrowed 10 minutes. 10 minutes has passed. Let me pray for you. Stretch your hand. I borrowed it. Go and walk outside and bring money. Oh yeah, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Your head will not carry curse again.
Yes, sir.
Look at me. I am the one some they have cursed before. That God delivers. So when I'm praying for you, Samida, that your head will not carry curse again. What's the name of that bus stop? They gathered there, they are pastors. More than 120 because of me. What did I do? But they scatter. Wherever they gather, just to bring you down, they will scatter in the name of Jesus. When family gather again, you know what I do to them? I scatter them. Actually, a minimum one bell, a minimum scatter them. When I see that you, your brother, you scatter, what I do is, Father, Lord, scatter them. So one will go to the east, one will go to the north, a minimum show. Nami. Wherever they gather against you, God will scatter them in the name of Jesus. Okay, thank you, Lord Jesus. Any curse placed on your passport is broken now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Any curse placed on your finance is broken now. Any curse placed on your pocket is broken now. The Lord said, some of you, I have answered you. Just be a little bit patient. You will see manifestation. Just say, I have answered you. I am praying for you. All the people around you, God will expose them to you. Family gates that are refused to open for you. The Bible says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted, ye everlasting doors. And let the King of Glory. You know who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Lift up your head, O ye gates. I believe he said the Lord struck a mighty. Oh yeah, are you ready for this one? This one will cost us 7 amen. Any family gate holding you down, I command them to break open now in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4. let all the people holding you down, let them go to sleep now. Amen. Benny. Let all the people trouble you, let them go to sleep now. Wherever your spirit is tied, I lose you now. Oh yeah, I command you, go to where you will shine in life in the name of Jesus. This service of today, 25th of June 2025. You are delivered from endless battle in the name of the Father. You are delivered from endless battle in the name of the Son. You are delivered from endless battle in the name of the Holy Ghost. Congratulations. Jesus mighty name we pray.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, pebbles, and supreme power.